Gulf airspace closes as Iran escalation warnings intensify. Kuwait halted flights at its international airport after Iranian strikes disrupted Gulf airspace, sending ripple effects through passenger and cargo routes connecting South Asia to Europe. The closure crystallized the breadth of regional disruption the Iran-US conflict is generating, with insurance premiums for Gulf shipping spiking and Gulf Cooperation Council governments, many of which host major U.S. military installations, facing acute pressure to push for de-escalation. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut called the conflict the greatest foreign policy disaster in 20 years, a framing that explicitly invokes the 2003 Iraq invasion and argues the current administration abandoned diplomatic off-ramps prematurely. The administration's defenders counter that Iranian nuclear progress required a military response and that the diplomatic track had been exhausted. Tehran's position hardened further when a senior advisor to Supreme Leader Khamenei stated publicly that if U.S. strikes continue, Iran will shift from retaliatory strikes to what he described as a full-scale invasion, a departure, if genuine, from Iran's long-standing doctrine of strategic patience through proxies and asymmetric means. Analysts are divided on whether the statement reflects a real shift in Tehran's internal calculus or is designed to deter further U.S. action by raising the perceived cost. Iran is a fundamentally different adversary from Saddam Hussein's Iraq. It possesses a sophisticated ballistic missile program, a network of proxy forces stretching from Lebanon to Yemen to Iraq, and a domestic political structure capable of mobilizing nationalist sentiment. Those factors make the dynamics of any prolonged conflict substantially more complex than the Iraq comparison implies, providing internal logic to the administration's argument that the window for action was closing, even for observers who disagree with the conclusion.